you're gonna have to help me out here.
Okay.
But I will do the best I can.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Yep, son.
Okay, this is the Back Bay, Bay State Road West Architectural Conservation Commission meeting. And this meeting is in regards to, correct me if I'm wrong here, 7 Bay State Road, proposed work. And I will let you make the presentation.
Great, thanks. So I'm P.T. Weinberg. I'm the property owner and the manager of VFRE LLC, who's the ownership entity. You guys were all gracious enough to approve this project back in 2018, about 18 months ago. And finally got through the building department and got a permit and started demo. And now we're getting into trying to start the framing and the true construction here. And, you know, just candidly realized and didn't really pick it up at the time that what was proposed by the architect originally was 100% copper clad everywhere. And that was on the, you know, west face, the west face of the addition, front and back on Bay State and Back Street, head house, the whole nine. And as we've gone through kind of the beginning of the construction process, it's like $85,000 in just copper. And, it was crazy. And the district guidelines, you know, are pretty clear that it's really just got to be an appropriate material that's dark in color. I went up and down Bay State took some pictures of what's provided here, both the two buildings over with the big glass addition and then further down with the one that's more kind of heavily clad. And that's what we're proposing, is to do a bronzed aluminum, like these adjacent buildings, in lieu of the copper. Going from that material, it's metal to metal, doesn't impact the rest of our...
Where's the bronze aluminum?
So all of that on the, I guess, in the presentation, I brought some extra, like, blown-up pictures. So all that is bronzed aluminum everywhere.
So the two at the end.
Yeah, yeah. So those, yeah. And
look at the very end of your package.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're proposing just to switch it to that, and going from metal to metal doesn't impact the fire rating elements of the rest of our plans, and it's, you know, doesn't really hold up the construction too much at all. And
so
otherwise,
you hold
nothing
more of what's on the right than the left.
Yeah, because we only have the glass opening on the riverside, and then we have, so these are the two elevations. So basically around the glass opening on the riverside, which is the right-hand picture, we're proposing to do that in the bronzed aluminum, and then same thing on the Bay State side where those four windows are, around that, to do in bronzed aluminum. And then I think, Joe, there's probably one more elevation in there that shows the side. And that's the big one because, you know, that's not even visible.
I don't think there is.
Okay, it was in the original presentation. I don't know if you have that.
From 2018?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has that elevation that shows the east side, or the west side of the addition adjacent to, you know, in line with the Britton House.
Oh, right, okay.
It has that whole thing in copper, which is, again, you're not even going to see any of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're proposing to do that and
do everything. So this is the Griffin House right here.
Yeah. So basically that, you know, the
this
wall.
This whole thing will be here.
Yeah. So the equivalent, like, wall here.
Yeah.
So, like, this whole thing, right? So the head house and the whole addition, they had all of this as copper.
Okay.
Which, again, none of this is even visible. We have the sight line showing the original presentation.
Because it's set back.
It's set back 10 feet from the front.
Right,
And then, you know, it's, well, like, this is kind of almost in the middle of the building where it comes down, and then it's set back off the...
Do you, Tom, feel grounded now? Do you know where you are?
A little bit. What's the material of the balustrade?
Oh, yeah, so in our original presentation, we had proposed something that would switch to wrought iron, black wrought iron, so it'll be a simple block. All the railing everywhere will be simple black wrought iron, so that's on top.
And that was from the first go-round?
Yeah, so like originally in the initial proposal, they had put wood in here, and your request upon the approval 18 months ago was to change all of these to bronze aluminum, to black wrought iron, and that's what we've committed to do in the initial approval, and that wouldn't change. It's just going from copper to bronze aluminum. Is really the only change.
So here's the letter from 2018, the last piece of your packet. And it says, it stipulates the proposed wood railing, the upper deck is inconsistent with the guidelines, it should be a simple black metal railing. Okay.
And what's visible is the front and the back, but not the side, essentially, is that?
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, there's nominal visibility probably on the, yeah, I'd say that's correct. I mean, the side is definitely not going to be.
Right.
And again, I mean, there's clear, kind of, you know, I tried to show the kind of existing conditions up and down that block where it's really everything that's visible is bronze aluminum.
And that's backside?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rule, you're right up next to almost that building.
Yep. Yeah, and this is right. Too, like this front on the base side. So we'll be similarly set back, like, I guess that would be, so 7, 9, 11. So we'll be similarly set back like this. So you can see the top of that's nominally visible, but that's all.
And that's BU,
that's all
right, yeah.
No,
11 is BU.
No, I don't know. It's got the lady, who's the woman? Do you know the name of the woman I was referring to earlier?
On the top floor?
The one next to the Griffin House with the big glass.
Yeah, yeah, she's the only non-BU person in that building.
Oh, okay. So is it a BU-owned building or is it condos?
Five stories is BU and one story is her.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got it.
But she owns it as a condo.
Okay, so.
But BU is.
So BU owns five of the six condos. Basically.
You got it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So this facade would be, and this facade would both be bronze aluminum?
Correct, yes.
And then the head house up here as well?
Yes.
Okay. And the side that doesn't show is this side over here.
Yeah, the east side, you know, again, I don't see how looking at this.
North is up on a drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't see how that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe nominally if you're like way down
yeah.
on Back
That's
Street.
That's totally blocks.
Yeah, that would block you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if you were further down on Back Street, I don't think you'd see it. But, you know.
Now, did you have a cable thing out in the front of the building?
Oh, yeah, we got rid of that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I don't know.
I noticed
yeah.
it was gone. I
yeah.
didn't know if somebody
yes.
had
I freaked
called
out.
On it.
I freaked out
okay,
the day
good.
I saw it.
Yeah, because
yeah.
it was on the other
it
side,
bad,
right attached to the front of the building.
It was like the worst place
to came around the corner.
Room.
Yeah, good,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so you found another place.
I was on it well before Joe called me.
No,
yeah.
did you call him?
Yeah.
I was going to call you too, but
right.
I didn't.
Yeah, he said.
I figured I'd see you here.
Yeah, no, it was. I can't believe.
Yeah, you came around the corner and
yeah.
there it was. But
it was some subcontractor for AT&T.
Yeah.
Just was like, oh, because we went to a phone based intercom system.
Oh, okay.
And no one was around or no one was paying attention when they came and did the install. It was
wow.
some stuff for AT&T, and they put it right in the front middle bay of the front of parlor level of a brownstone.
Right.
And
right.
I was
like right at eye level.
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
yeah.
So I that
good.
Finally got.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you.
No problem.
That's about it.
But that's crazy about the copper.
Yeah. I was like, and then I was looking at the guidelines, and it's like, you know, any dark material.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Right.
And so, I mean, clearly I have to take some responsibility for that, too, on that.
So it doesn't have to be copper?
No. No. Dark material.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do other districts mandate it?
No, not even. I mean, it's... In Back Bay, usually it's always copper,
right.
but it's the same.
And I think,
it's a metal
I can throw them under the
bus
because they're not here, but
doesn't
I think
specifically
my architect
say copper.
Cut and pasted basically
from, yeah.
from a
Back Bay
project that
right.
they did. It was probably 474 Beacon because they did that one.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Right
across the street from where I live,
yeah. And that's, and I missed it, so that's on me too. But when I went back to the guidelines, I was like, why are we doing this? We don't have to. From
right.
And then the cost was just, it's like, it's crazy. So.
And the now that Mrs. Kasdan is gone, everything staying up okay with that building? I mean, are you
yeah,
guys
so,
going to
yeah,
convert
so,
it or do anything? Or?
Oh, 127, 129.
And this one. Didn't she
yes,
own
she
water?
Owns. She like, still owns
her estate
four,
now.
Yeah,
right.
So I manage all their assets.
Right.
So they have four units still in 60 Charles Gate.
Okay.
I think they're going to sell. I actually bought this from Louisa.
Yeah.
Muriel's daughter. And then, because it was the only one she owned singularly. And then I just sold another one that the trust owned.
Okay.
And that was a nice, I mean, that's a good news for Bay State Road. A
yeah.
1.6 for
good.
Floor through.
And the only
you know,
reason
and it wasn't
I
even
it.
Like, it was like a lipstick reno too. It wasn't even that nice.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so they own four there and they have the...
129 and the other
yeah.
one next to BU.
Yeah, so...
But I was just wondering about windows. I mean, people are going to be, you'll make sure that people pay attention to like if they... buy any of the units that she owned, and we're not gonna have a wholesale mess out of, like, a whole bunch of people all at the same time trying to upgrade with the wrong materials. So sort of stay in touch.
Oh, yeah, we manage the whole, we manage 60 for the association, then we also manage her four units.
Right.
And then we do manage 127, 129 as well, so.
Okay, good.
Actually, the guy who just bought the unit that I mentioned, like, they didn't replace the base date side windows.
Okay.
And he was exploring that, and I told him, I said, look, you've got to do it the proper way. You can't
As long as you're on site,
like,
you know, telling people
that.
It
seems
I feel
like the
better.
Bronze aluminum on the back seems to be okay.
Yes, yeah.
But on the front, I was like, you're going to have to go with a historic wood window, or you're going to have to restore what's here.
Right.
I mean, I just assumed from my Beacon Hill experience that would be the
guideline. Yes.
Yeah. You know, but, yeah. So.
No, that's why I just want to make sure, because I know if you're there, you'll tell people to do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, so
watch
I don't
dog.
Have to be walking around.
Yeah, you can be another watchdog.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that antenna is a
perfect
example.
Well, and you want the building to look good, too. I mean, everybody
does.
Yeah,
I mean, look,
you know,
I'm not coming back here, so
right.
I have a selfish interest, too.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. So, but I was just nervous with a whole bunch of them coming up.
Yeah,
the same time.
And they're, I think, you know, they may sell the Charles Gate condos one at a time over the next handful of years.
Okay.
She owns it with the four nephews that have, like, kids going to college and stuff.
Right.
I don't think they're ever gonna sell. We may be back in front of you for some, you know, some kind of ambitious plan for 127, 129.
Good.
And we've been discussing that because
129
is like a
lousy.
Two-story.
Yeah, they were pretty lousy.
And I think, you know, clearly there's some
expansion
potential.
Was that his office,
potential.
Right? 127 was the...
Yeah. So there's, you know, I feel like they're kind of finally
ridding
the emotional baggage of that. I mean, that building's been in that family since 1942.
Wow.
So...
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he was a doctor in that
he
building.
Was, yeah. And the kid, you know, that Louisa grew up there.
Right.
She runs the estate.
Right.
And, you know, both her parents lived there until they passed away. And so there's a lot of sentimentality there. But
good. At least if you're involved with them, it's not like, you know, trying to fix things that they did wrong. I always feel bad about that because they've been in the neighborhood for a long time, but some people just didn't pay attention because they're second or third generation. So, you know.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So, Joe, are you comfortable with this?
Oh, yes.
So, Joe, the material meets the regulations.
Yes. Yep.
And
nothing's changed, and nothing else has changed since it was approved.
Since it was approved. Okay.
And
good. Rule?
I'm good.
I
make a motion.
Do we have any public comment?
Oh.
I'm just here to see how you guys operate.
Oh, awesome. Good.
Joe, there's no other options, really. Are there other material options that would be considered?
No. Well, I mean, you could do slate
or like a. I mean, could you even do like a dark, like wood?
It really just says dark.
Yeah, it just says dark. And but what we didn't want to do at this stage of the game that we just find that we finally got a building permit after 15 months was get into anything but metal to metal because, again, the fire.
It'll last a long time. It'll be fire, I think.
That would be like copper.
Yeah,
it'd be like, you know, comparable to copper. And then it would, and I don't know if it would change the fire rating and what's behind it.
Good.
We know
no,
this doesn't because it's, you know, it's metal to metal.
Metal
so,
to metal. Good.
Yeah.
Good. So. I mean, I'm happy to make a motion to approve the project as proposed and leave it to Joe and you to work out any material issues that come up. Is that
good
with you, Joe? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Awesome.
All opposed?
Nope. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And good luck. Hopefully this will happen back to a 15. Now that you're... You don't have to go back to anybody?
No, I mean, I think we may file an amendment to the permit, just noting it, but... You know, once I have the letter, I can realize that it's, you know,
you're
kind of contributing to copper, the bronze,
and
aluminum,
yeah.
But, you know, it's fine.
Good.
So it's not going to hold us up either. This is probably a month and a half before they're, before they're cladding it. So, you know, I was sorry we got to move right into this and get
to this
March.
Right.
Because I think they got that deadline to you, in the, or that, the change you in the nick of time, right?
Yes.
On the date it was due, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, much good luck with it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and let us know as it's. The rest of it starts to evolve because it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to be investing in
the future. I felt I talk to them every day.
Yeah.
I saw your brother last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
good. How's he doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. A little bit slow this winter because the more snow, the more windows.
Right, where windows get broken.
That's right.
But he's been doing a lot of interior work too.
Yeah.
I thought he was doing a whole bunch of stuff on Linsfield Drive in that building.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, because he has a unit in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have one administrative review item.
Okay.
475 Commonwealth Avenue. Oh, yeah, it should be in there, it should be.
He didn't say that, it's JR, he's married somebody else, but yes.
Was he engaged?
No, they never found it.
They were together for a while, right?
They were together for a long time.
Yeah.
But didn't he ever marry Sarah Cresser? Lauren Cresser, that's Billy's wife.
Oh, okay, all right.
They opened the bakery up in Hamilton.
Okay, all right, Lauren's cool.
This is Billy.
Oh, wow.
And then this is JR's too.
475, where's that?
Strawberry one.
373. That must be on the Kenmore side. Near where the funeral home was.
Is he good? You ever hear from him?
I do, yeah, Greg, I mean, I've known Greg since I was 19.
Yeah.
You know, we go way back, I have a soft spot for Greg, he's an interesting dude, you know, but I've always, I get along with everybody anyways, but I love Greg.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy, for sure.
It is.
Do I need to make a motion?
There it is.
We had that big Northland vote.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it meets the guidelines, it's a repair.
So his number two is good.
Simply a repair.
Yeah, so if you want to make a motion.
To accept.
Yeah, to approve.
Accepting it?
For the administrative.
Okay.
This one right here.
Perfect.
You got it?
No, but that's okay, I can redo it.
Okay. All right, I'll make a motion to accept.
Perfect.
As proposed at 475.
Pam, you want to second that?
I can second it.
All right.
Any other updates?
Minutes, we have to approve the minutes from September 10th.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem with that one, I already read those. You want to do it, I'll do it.
I can make a motion to, yeah, accept the minutes.
Okay.
All right, and I'll second that.
All right, thank you.
It's just like the Beacon Hill hearing, Joe.
Yeah, right.
We're a very happy group here.
No one's leaving in tears.
That's right, we're a very happy little group.
Do a counseling session for my commission?
Adjourn?
Okay.
Joe does a great job for us.
Make a motion to adjourn.